Today we are going to speak about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach comes and Yidden are anxiously awaiting the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. We know that when Yidden went to build the Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, it was built in stages. The first thing that was built was the Mizbeach. Even before the entire Beis HaMikdash was built, the Nevi'im went up with the Yidden. The Nevi'im, Zechariah, and Haggai, and Yeshua, we'll learn more about that in the Pirkei Avos here this week in Mirtz Hashem. They went up to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the first thing they did was set up the Mizbeach, even though the Beis HaMikdash was not yet built, because they said the halacha is you can build the Mizbeach and bring karbonis even if you do not have a full Beis HaMikdash. So they built the Beis HaMikdash after they built the Mizbeach, and then the Navi told the Yidden the exact makom, the exact place of where the Mizbeach should be. But when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, it's not going to be that way. We all know that there is seemingly a machloikis about the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The Rambam writes that Mashiach boin HaMikdash, Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. And yet Rashi, Tosfos, and you ask any child that's alive today that knows a little bit about Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, he'll tell you that it's ready to come down min HaShamayim. And that it will not be built by a Ben Adam. And we all know that the Rebbe gives many different explanations how to put these two seemingly conflicting and opposite opinions together. And the main accepted explanation is that while the Beis HaMikdash will come min HaShamayim, but Moshiach will put up the doors. A house without doors is not considered complete, it's still considered open. And Moshiach will put up the doors because the doors in the Bayis Sheni, they sunk into the ground. Tavu Baruch Shoreho. And Moshiach will restore the doors. By restoring the doors, it's like he built the entire Beis HaMikdash. So most people are under the impression that Yidden will go to Yerushalayim. And when they go to Yerushalayim, they're going to see the Beis HaMikdash will be built, will come down from Shamayim. And then Mashiach will put up the doors, and then the Sanhedrin will be reconvened in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Lishkas HaGozes was the place where the Sanhedrin actually paskin the she'elois, the questions that came to them. However, regarding the Sanhedrin, we find that the Rambam says that the last place where the Sanhedrin convened before it was disbanded, because they went into Golos, many different places, and the last place where they went was Tveria, which that's really the place where the Rambam is buried. We know that the Rambam passed away in Mitzrayim, and he put his body on a camel, and it brought the body of the Rambam to Tveria. And many people were wondering, Vas epis Tveria was zoiche for the body of the Rambam. But when you learn the Rambam, and the Rambam tells us that because the last place that the Sanhedrin convened was in Tveria, so that will be the first place where the Sanhedrin will come to. In other words, when Mashiach comes, there will be a convention of the Sanhedrin in Tveria. And from there, they will go back to their real place in Yerushalayim. So it's understood why the Rambam would want to be in Tveria, because he wants to be the closest as a poisik to the Sanhedrin. Maybe the Rambam himself will be in the Sanhedrin when Mashiach comes. Well, that is yet to be seen. But we see from this inyan a fascinating concept, and that is that the Geula is a continuous process from Golos. The same way we know that the words Goyla and Geula, they feed in and lead into each other. It's the same letters. It's just with a Tesefis Aleph, an extra Aleph. The same is true with the process of Goyla to Geula, that where the process finished off, from there it continues going all the way to Yerushalayim. That being the case, so the Rebbe is mechadish that the same thing applies to the Beis HaMikdash. Most people know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What a lot of people are unaware is the Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara says that the Shechina rest moved with the Yidden. We know Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, "B'chol mokim shegolu Yisrael Shechina imahim." Wherever the Yidden went into Golos, that's where the Shechina continued to be with them. And in Golos, there is a central place. The Gemara discusses the Beis Medrash Ashav Yosef Ben Arda and the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, that there is a Iker place where the Nasi of Klal Yisrael is, where that's where the Iker Shechina is, al derech, the way it rested in the Beis HaMikdash. If so, so the same way that the Sanhedrin will return to Tveria, so too the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to first come to the place where the Shechina rested with Yidden in the Zman HaGolos, which that is the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at of the Nasi Hador, and from there it will return to Yerushalayim. But what's going to be uniquely different about that, well, besides the fact that it will actually not go directly to Yerushalayim, but will make a stop first in Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, is the fact that connected to that will also be all the different Bati Knesios, all the different Shulin that were in the time of Golos. In other words, every single Shul will be attached to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and that includes not just the Shulin that are active, but let's see, there's a shul that was closed down or a shul that was destroyed, but its stones, etc., anything that was connected to a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses, will be connected to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And obviously that will include the Batei Chabad, you know, and as well, if you make your own house a bayis of Torah, Tefillah, and Staka, which these days, Bechlal, every house became a shul where people davened and they learned and they give Staka. So mamish, each home is mamish, a Beis Chabad, to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Now, obviously, when the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will have so many different shulin connected to it, there has to be a order, a seder, in which that happens. And Rebbe tells us that it'll go by chashivos, by importance in the time of Golos. And therefore, the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, which is the Iker Dike Beis Knesses in the time of Golos, where from there the Shechina and Hayra goes out to the entire Klal Yisrael, it's a Pina Shekol Oilam Poinim, that everyone tail tal piois, that everyone is turning towards there for direction, for instruction, for guidance, for brachis, for l'toira. So the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel is going to be not just returning to the Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, but it'll also be the one that's most directly attached to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, because that is the most Kedusha Dike and Yesoides Dike Beis Medrash that there is going to be. And therefore, we must realize that the importance of the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel now, because that is, like the Rebbe says, Moki Mikdosh Degufei Laosid, that it's mamish a part and parcel of the future Beis HaMikdosh, and that is the place where the Iker Shechina is residing. And it's not by mistake that the Gematria of the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel in our generation, which is obviously the Rebbe Shul 770, is the same gematria as Beis Moshiach, same gematria as the word Paratzta, where the Gilei Likus is spreading out, Uforatzta, Yom HaVekedma, Tzofein HaVenegba, in all directions, with all the deepest Giluyim are being spread out in the entire world. And from there is Taka, Beis Moshiach. And the Rebbe actually adds, says, Al Derech Harem, as you can say, that it says the Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash Bim Koimoi. Now it should say, the Mikdash is Lashon, it should say Bim Koimo in its place. Bim Koimoi is referring to his place. And the Rebbe says it's being Meramez that before the Gilui of Mashiach, the Mashiach will build a Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel in his place in the time of Golos, which is a Achona, preparation to the Gula Shleima, to the revelation of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and may that be right now. Amen.